tremble when I open the pages of this book, realizing the awful responsibility, awesome responsibility, to do what God wants done. I guess I've changed a little since you seen me here last. Another year or two and a few troubles and trials. Don't move around much when I preach. I'm not going to put any sugar on what I'm going to say tonight. Just the straight out stuff. I want to season it with the touch of God where it'll get in your heart. And we all need to be awakened to our responsibility to the Word of God. I believe it'll be right for me tonight to tell you the truth. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you if you'll be honest with me. You think you're keeping all these laws, commandments? These are not suggestions. They're commandments. Moses didn't say, now listen to me, I want to tell you something. He said, God said. That makes all the difference in the world. Now, people that's very little smarter than me can spend 2 weeks on every one of these. But I really feel led to preach to these tonight. There's not much, seems like there's not much happy juice in all this. But if you love God, it'll suit you all right. He said, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I won't take hold tonight. I'm free.
Amen.
God did something for me on the hillside that morning that invigorated my soul and made me shout when I didn't even believe in it. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. That's about everywhere. And you stand up tonight, and between you and God in the dark of your room, and say there's nothing between me and you. There's nothing that makes me more happy, makes me feel more successful than to know that I've pleased you today. I lay down at night and the light's all out and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for the day. I bowed the other night down to the side of my bed. Said, Lord, I want to pray. I tell him that a lot, and most of the time he let me in. But this night, he spoke to my soul and said, confess your sins. That's kind of bothersome. I thought I had everything fixed, you know, and I reckon I did. But I started way back on as far as I could remember. Come along the journey. I know if you'd have been there, you'd have said, you're saved, you don't have to do all that. You hush, me and God will make it out. But after a while, the rug where I was kneeling was wet. And I was saying, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. If I put anything in front of you tonight, you help me with it, Lord. I'm ashamed that I'm not any closer to God than what I am. But I'm happy I'm further along than I used to be. Since I haven't had many meetings, I've been reading a lot, and the old writers, you can't hardly get anything from new writers. Them old men told me that if you're saved, you hate sin. I said, I believe that, Lord. I sure believe that. But I said, that'd mix up a lot of folk. Everybody that's born again has got a new nature. He didn't make that second nature where you could just do anything and get along with it. But He put something in you besides eternal life. Gave you a hatred for ungodliness and low-down sin or little bitty old things. Boy, I love woodwork. I don't do any of it, but I like to see it. I go down to the water's edge and pick out driftwood. Me and Wayne Henderson went down there and I said, I want some driftwood. He found me the prettiest piece of wood. Just kind of claw and stand up like that. I took that home and cleaned it off real good. Got any bark off of it and put oil on it and set it up on the shelf. Lord said, you like that? I said, that's pretty. He said, if you love me, you take it out there and burn it. You said, just a little piece of wood? Just a little piece of wood. Any graven image or any likeness or anything in heaven above, that's in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord, the God, a jealous God. What about that? It's the iniquity of the fathers of the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. He said there's people that hate him. I get told everywhere I go a lot, God loves everybody. I told somebody the other day I'd taken physical therapy, and I said God generally loves everybody. There's some people He hates. She said, I don't believe that. I said, I know you've been taught that, but there's some people. In Psalms 5:5, He said, I hate them that doeth iniquity. He hated Esau before he's ever born. How about that? And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. I'm kind of narrow on this now. I'm not just talking about old rough, what we call country cussing. But if you say, Lord Jesus, or Lord help me, and don't have the right attitude, God's frown at that. The thing of it is, if you're God's child, these things will make you happy to know how you can please God more, your Father, that you can communicate with them in joy and peace. Amen. Now, they ain't no use y'all looking at me. I'm just reading to you out of the Bible. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. While walking on marshy ground, I tire. Baptist people don't believe that. I know about the Sabbath and the first day of the week, and I believe I'm correct. Back yonder, the Lord told me, just, I don't believe all these stuff you read. Just get in the book and get on your knees and settle it for yourself, what's right and what's wrong. You all think that's all right? I believe it's all right to read that to folk. But I believe we ought to settle it for ourselves and get it right. Find out what kind of Baptist you are, if you are one. I believe it looks like to me that the disciples took the first day of the week after the resurrection. I really believe that. I've been told and taught that the Catholics started on, I've read all that stuff. But I can go to church on Sunday and have a good time and pray and be blessed of God. Do y'all mow the yard on Sunday? Surely don't dress ungodly and go even to the house of God, you can hurt God's feelings doing that. When you take a job where you work on Sunday when you don't really have to, why do you do it? Don't you know that you're going to answer to God for all this? And you say, Brother Milby, there's just not any power anymore. I know that. And I look around. James Stewart said, when I look at the church, I find the world in it. When I look at the world, I find the church in it. I read that today. But you see more and more little things get to be no harm. But there's a God in heaven that does not change. These laws here, and I understand about all this stuff. I understand, but there's a God that's still holding this right here, just like He always did. But we've got down to this don't matter and that don't matter till much matters anymore. But if we have the power of God on our ministry, and the men of God, you hear this old wore out preacher tonight. If you want the power and the touch of God on you, live close. When you're in doubt, fall on your knees and do what God wants you to do. I don't know how many more messages we've got, Brother Larry. Brother Winkler. But I want to police myself and have as much of the blessings and the power of God on me as I can muster. Some glad morning. There's a coming a day when we'll stand and give an account of the deeds done in this body. And we'll have no excuses, bless His name. And there's something He put in me when He saved me on the hillside that morning. I want to please God. Oh, I ran from Him. I couldn't preach. I knew I couldn't do it. And I got joined the army and went off yonder. But here I am tonight. Doing what He told me He wanted me to do. Because I went back down to that old chestnut tree and realized I loved Him and He loved me. And I said, God, and He said, Hanley. And we had a revival when I gave in to pleasing God Almighty. Oh! Oh, Lord. Verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. That thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Oh, there's a lot of folks in the nursing home at night. Tonight it ought to be at home somewhere. I'm not going to put sugar on nothing. I'm just going to give it to you like it is. I'll get weak and can't preach in a few minutes probably. But so I want to give it to you while I can give it to you. I believe you ought to be good to your mom and daddy. Even after you're married and leave home. You know what I believe? You know what I really believe? If you want a long life, be good to your mom and daddy. I believe it's a certain thing. I don't mean you won't grow. Won't grow old if you're not good to them. I don't know anything about that, but I know one thing. If you honor them, they're good to them. Thank God you can live till you're satisfied. Amen. I believe that. I'm just talking old time, Holy Ghost, righteous living tonight. And all of our people back yonder believe these things. They wouldn't go out and plow on Sunday and do things. You know, you're trying to make excuses. You can get out of working on Sunday at all. Something's not an emergency. Leave it alone. I live in the country, and all our roads are gravel roads. And they asked me. I finally made it to town one day. We had about a 30-inch snow. He come and asked me, he said, we want to shovel out the road tomorrow up yonder. And next day, Sunday, I said, I can't help you. He said, said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "I can shovel today. It's a Saturday, I can shovel today. I can shovel Monday, but I ain't going to shovel on Sunday." They shoveled on Sunday. You say, "Preacher, you're too close." No, I ain't. I'm not close enough. There's some things you and me are going to give an account for, Chandra. And God said this now. Before these laws were down here, I asked my congregation on Sunday, I preached on this loop, what'd they go by before these laws were down here? Who told them who's wrong, what is wrong, what is right? Do you have to have somebody over you all the time saying, "Don't do this, and don't do this, and don't do this"? I'm going to declare to you, if you get born again, that God will make you remember not to do and what to do. Amen. If you can mess around and cheat on your income tax, you're a thief. If you'll steal from the government, you'll steal from me and my granny. By the way, if you cheat on the income tax, that makes me have to pay more for it because you are stealing from me. I'm just coming along teaching a little tonight. I see somebody don't like this. All right. I love you. I honored my father and mother not like I ought to do. We look back now and there's a lot of things could be done, could have been done. It wasn't done. You better be good to them. I know about nursing homes and I thank God for them. There's times when things have to be done. I understand all that. But just to give you a better time and more freedom and more being able to get away and do this and that, they didn't do you that away when you was in the crib. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Little babies, I'm sorry. There are millions of them in heaven tonight. I'm sorry. At every abortion, the doctor's guilty of murder and the mama's an accessory to murder. I appreciate the amens. A man told me that he lived near a junkyard. Not a junkyard. A waste yard. Garbage yard. And he said, "I know what I'm talking about. I've been over and walked around, and the dogs fought over the fetuses every night." You think we can get by with that? Oh, I know there's some killing needs to be done. I was tickled when they got that man old Gunner around. I said, "I'm glad that bird's dead." You say you believe that, preacher? I'm tickled to death. But when you make up your mind, there's a fella come by me at the funeral home. I was standing back. I wasn't able to stand in line. Sometimes I stand in line for an hour. I just sat down. People come back down the aisle here. They had to pass me. There's a man and a woman come down by me and said, "Hello there." And I said, "Hello, I don't know you all." He laughed and said, "Yeah, you know me." I said, "No, sir, I don't know you." And he said, "I'm Billy so-and-so," and I realized he is my wife's boyfriend before we married. You know what he said? He said, "Tell your wife I said hello," and then stood back and his wife ran. You know what comes through my heart? I'll not take that. And the Lord said, vengeance is mine. That was last October, I guess, and he's dead now. I don't know whether God done it or not, but I kind of like to think so. But thou shalt not kill. Little babies, I won't tell you again, I'm sorry for my nation. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, y'all look at me. I know what it is. I've pastored 8 or 9 churches. Double married people, some of the double married people are the finest people I've ever tried to pastor. So I want to get that where you won't get hurt at me so bad. But you need to get a hold of this Bible again and read it for what it is. And see what adultery really is. Preacher came to me and a good man, his wife left him, he left him. I know, she told me so. And he said, I came to live without marriage, 30 years old, 35. And he said, what must I do? And I told him, rather than to live and burn, what to do. But I said, I want to tell you something. If you go down to the Walmart store and say hello to a woman, and down in your heart there's lust, you're an adulterer. You don't believe that? Oh, Lord. It's rampant in America tonight in Baptist churches and in preachers' homes, and folks think if the preacher gets another wife. They called me from Texas, Brother Winkler. Said, I want you to help us in a meeting. I said, I can't do it. I said, I want to ask you some questions. You're in a double marriage? No, sir. Is your wife? Yeah, she married a man. He wasn't no count. She left him, so we got married, so it's all right. And I said, no, sir, it's not all right. And he wept and said, please, Brother Milby, don't miss God. And I said, that's what I'm trying to do. And I won't tell you this tonight. I know this is kind of rough preaching, but I'm giving you this exactly what God wants me to give, and I'm tickled to death to do it. You say, well, they'll keep making excuses for that, you know. Well, if you're an evangelist, it's all right, but you can't pastor. And I asked the Holy Ghost about that, and he said, a preacher is a preacher is a preacher. What about that? Ain't that something? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I got that straightened out. Be good to your wife, sir. All you women say amen. Be good to your companion. Many times during the week, with tears in my eyes, I go to my wife and say, honey, I love you. You reckon that hurts? She may have a heart attack, but you tell her tonight that you love her. And show it by not just saying it, what you do. Ma'am, obey your husband. And I better say something about that. If he wants you to go down to the bar with him, You tell him go jump in the lake and tell him I told you to.
Yes, sir.
But if he's a Christian, Paul's talking to Christians when he said obey your husband in all things. If he's a Christian, he comes to your place tonight and says, I feel like moving to California. If you know California like I do, you'll cry and say, I don't want to, honey. And then get up and go to packing your clothes. Thank God for a good wife.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right.
Thank God for a godly man that'll guard his home and his family and love and cherish and fight for his wife. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thou shalt not steal. Have you stole anything last year? You better think about that. Have you stole from God? Do you know that you're supposed to pay tithes? And that's 10% of your gross earnings, not after you've paid your rent. Paid what you owe the government right off the top. If you cheat him, you sure cheat me. That business of trading a dollar, just 10%, and he give you 90%. I'd like to trade with you that way all day. But I guarantee you that if you give to God, you haven't given anything till you give what you owe him. Then you are to give on top of that if you love the Lord.
Amen.
And he'll bless you. I guarantee you tonight, you'll meet me after church and give me your name and say, I'm going to start tithing. And at the end of this year, if I've lost, I'll be honest with you, and I'll try my best to pay you back. That's a pretty good way of saying that's taking the Lord's word for it. I don't have to. If you tell me the truth, you'll say, I've gained. I'm paying my debts to God.
Amen.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. If I come to you tonight and say, I love you and I know you love me, but they've told a tale on me and I was up yonder in the motel last night seeing a strange woman come in and that's going to kill me and ruin my ministry. Will you tell everybody that I was at church where you was at last night? I mean, being buddies and everything, you know. Me and you have been in church a lot. You know, if it's going to rain, if it gets out on me. But would you tell them that I was here with you in church last night? It's pretty tight, ain't it? You know what you need to say? No. You're responsible for what you did. And I'm going to go tell your wife that I believe the tales are telling on you. Amen. Thou shalt not covet. You want more than what you got. You want what your neighbor's got. You want what the other preacher's got. There's a lot of coveting that going on right on the front seat in the Baptist churches, you know. Oh, Lord. If I can just please Him, if it's just to preach once in a while. And you know, preaching's in me because He called me. There's something. You say preacher's like everybody else. No, He ain't. God put something in me, special in me. And it's not to, you don't see it, you know, and you don't see anything special in me. But it's inside of me. If I can't preach here and they won't let me preach anywhere, I'll go preach to the squirrels. It's in me. I don't know where you stand tonight with the Lord. I'm eager to hear Brother Larry preach. But if you need to pray, I wouldn't leave this place. If you say tonight, God touched my heart, there's some things need to be straightened out about these Ten Commandments, you probably ought to come at least say, I'm sorry, and go back to your seat. None of my business what goes on between you and him. Ain't we had a good time just looking at ourselves tonight in God's mirror? God, help us tonight to want to please him. I'll tell you that when I come back off that hillside that morning and them computers working in my mind and in my soul, above everything else, there was an attachment between me and God. And I realized, I'm your son. I can talk to you anytime I want to about anything I want to. And I'm gonna inherit everything you got. Blessed be his name. I'm done preaching.